are Gimel Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 wide line from the top of the wide lines. Tanat Hasam. We learned over there, and this is a Mishnah later on in Masechtas Saita. Shaya Bedin. Logic would say, the first Eidus, which we don't know yet what this Eidus means. What does that mean, Eidus or Rishayna? At least the Gemara doesn't explain. Rashi says it refers to Stira. That means the Eidus or Rishayna, meaning it refers to witnesses that she went privately in a room. That does not ban her forever, meaning that gives it out. She can go drink Saitapop and be exonerated, right? And still, Eidim Eskayem is Mepokas Mishnayim. And it requires, too, a great Rabbi Yeshua. We are going to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that theory requires, too. Right? So, Eidus Achreinish Asrasi Yisraelim, Eidus that she had a relationship that bans her forever, so it should need more of a testimony, or at least the same amount of testimony, Eidus Dinshlet Eskayem Mepokas Mishnayim. The Mishnah approaches it and says, logic says, If you need to aid him to put a temporary ban on her, shouldn't you need to aid him to make a permanent ban on her? To aid him to say she was Mizana is permanently answering her to her husband. So doesn't logic say that if the temporary ban her to her husband, we want two witnesses, to permanently ban her to her husband, we should need two witnesses? Talmud Leimer ve'aid Eimba, Kol She'eshba. The drasha we had last week, Eid ain't bar, there's no two, there's only one, and the Torah believes there one. So it means the Torah came and said, your logic doesn't work. Adarabba, Tuma, we would trust one. Zok to Gemara, Zok to Mishnah, Kavol Chaymer later to Rishayin the Mata. So now go back and make the Kavol Chaymer the other way. Uma Eidus Achreina, Ma Dach the Eidus of Tuma. So I saw Israelam, that bans her forever. Miskayam has made Echad, the Torah says one Eid is enough. So Eidus Kavachomer, where am I? Eidus Rishayna Sheinus Ras Yisraelim. Ein Adin should the sky made Echad. Isn't it that one should work? Logically speaking, if you're trusting one, and the Torah did, the Torah said we trust one to ban her permanently. So if you trust one to ban her permanently, shouldn't you trust one to ban her temporarily?
The question only starts at Yeshua, right?
But this is where the mission is going. I mean, that's how we paskin. Talmud Leimar, Kimatzah Ba'Ervis Davar. So the pasuk, now notice that this is bringing a different pasuk that we learned on Beis Amud Beis. On Beis Amud Beis we learned Ba V'Loi B'Stira, Ba V'Loi B'Kinoi. The Mishnah doesn't bring that. The Mishnah says, Talmud Leimar, Kimatzah Ba'Ervis Davar. It says the word Davar, right? And by money it says the word davar. Period. That's the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah answers back, davar tells me, do not extend the halacha of the Torah with logic. Davar tells me, you need two. Logically, I would start off saying I need two batuma. But the Torah came along and said one is believed. So logic should say, permanently, one is enough. So for sure, temporarily. Comes along the pasuk and says, don't extend it, davar. Now, before any questions, I want to do the next few lines. Frank the Gemara, Hai michimatsa ba'evis davar nafka, mibo nafka. What is the Mishnah telling me that this is derived from davar? Didn't we have ba'ba le bekina ve'la ba'la misiri mibo le? Shouldn't the Mishnah have answered what we said on Beis Amud Beis? There really hasn't learned ba, only tuma, not Kinoi, not Tira, there you need to aid him. And for the Gemara, Ghanami Kamar, you're right. That's what the Mishnah should say. And then the Mishnah is adding, the Tumma Ba'alma B'loi Kinoi, B'loi Tira, D'loi Mehemen Eid Echa Binalam. Now that you've established that for Tumma here, one is believed. For Kinoi and Tira, one is not believed because of the word Ba. But for Tumma, one is believed. So now that you've established that, so now it lends itself to say that even without Kinu Yisira, one aide comes and tells a man, your wife was Mizana, he should be permanently banned from her. On that it says, Talmud Namakan, Minazli, we must abide with Davar. So Dover, please. Dover tells me that you cannot expand Saita to a non-Saita. When does the Torah believe an Eid Echad after Kinoy and after Stira? But without Kinoy and Stira, one Eid is not believed. How do I know that? Maybe the Torah is telling me an Eid Echad is always believed to say she was Mazana? The answer is we have a Gzeira Shavah that says Dover Shabarba needs to. That's the fallback option. That's the default option. Unless the Torah tells me differently, that's the default option. Here came the Torah and said one Eid is believed after Kinoy Stira. You cannot extrapolate from that. You cannot use any logic because the Torah also told me Dover Shabarba needs to. So therefore I say Dover Shabarba needs to unless said differently. Now, once the Torah believed me for Tumma with Eid Echad, how do I know Kinoy Stira need to? The answer is Bah. So Bar tells there of the Saita issues, and Dabadabar tells me that when she's not a Saita, which means she wasn't warned, and she didn't go privately into a room by two Adam, one Aid is not believed to say that she became Tumbe. Yes, Doctor.
I'm still thinking about it. I think you may have answered it.
That's what I try to do.
That's why I wait. The initial warning with two Adam does two things. It bans her, and it also qualifies her for a procedure. The single warning of a Tuma...
It's not a warning.
You know, this is the single witness. I'm sorry, you're correct. I'm wrong. I should have said witness. The two witnesses of the Kinu and Stira do two things. They both ban her, and they qualify her for a procedure. The single witness of Tuma simply bans her. So why wouldn't it take two instead of...
Well, it's very simple. To ban a woman permanently is far more severe than to make her eligible to drink.
She is banned permanently unless she drinks.
Again, but there's an out. To ban a woman permanently without an out is much more severe than to ban a woman with an out.
I mean, we're dealing with two different things. We're dealing with one.
Again, logic says that if you can ban a woman permanently by one aid, it should make sense that the parsha of making a drink shouldn't need any more than that. I hear that logic very clearly, even if it's different things, but it's less severe, much less severe. There's an out.
It's so confusing to hear a logic if you ignore part of the situation.
Again, I heard you. I have a right, I'm right.
Good morning.
Exactly.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Dr. Rashi.
We're allowed to make a logic off of something that's a big tradition. That one is believed, you're allowed to make a logic off.
Well, if there's no reason to think it's different, it's not a big tradition.
Well, we have a bus of it. There's a concept, really.
Again, but the examiner's concept says that a woman, one aid is believed to ban a woman permanently. To say she was nitmas. Maybe the chiddush is on every case of nitmas. So Dover tells me that that's not true because Dover says any Dover Shabarimba, unless specified differently, needs to.
The whole reason the chiddush is because we're playing with Dover that I might have thought.
Yeah, see, this is what you get. We look at words, we don't use our svara. Again, you're right. You could make an argument that this is worse because you're a client with Dover. But you could also make an argument that Lamaisa, the Torah, believes in ban a woman permanently. So in order to not sit and argue logically, the Torah tells me Dover. Dover is very inclusive. It includes Kedushin, it includes Kerushin, it includes a lot of things.
Where is that possible?
What do I say? Dover is by Kerushin.
Was that limited to Erva?
It's talking about Erev there.
Only by
Erev. You need two. Rashi. Tanan Hasam. Rashi's a little further up. The Perek Mishakina, it's a Mishnah later on. Amar the Tony, Amar Eid Echad Rishi Shadidma, Lahayt the Shaisa. The Mishnah says, in Eid Echad that says, I saw her being Mazana without Kinoy Stira, she did not drink. Shayim Adin, I mean, or even with Kinoy Stira, I'm sorry, she doesn't drink. Shayim Adin Shloy Lamino, you love the Tizkra. Without a Pasik, I wouldn't have trusted the Eid Echad. Harishainas Tira Ainasras Israelam, Shim Tishna Vatimsa Taira. If she drinks and she's found to her, Mataris Labaila Latruma, she's mutter to her husband and the Truma. Amis Kayamas Vapakas Mishnayim, Kibina Lamigma Dabadabin Mimaman. Like we learn out, Dabadabin Mimaman. Hakraina Tumashi Akhas Tira, Kol Shiashba, Kol Aid the Shiashba Neman. Kazashina Lahelb Aid Aimba Trey Alachat. There's no two, but there's one. Kamar Asura Tumakoi is going on Tumma, but not solid, be Tmea, the Aid Aimba. I would think Kinu Yisdira 1-8 is also. Talmud learned by Yishim Mekalkelas, the woman that was Mizanah, Kibatsu Be'erev is Dover. Right? It's saying I'm the woman is divorcing his wife because of Erva. Well, Allah, it says Dover. Why do I need to exclude Kinu Yisdira from Dover Dover? Ba'avaloi Bekinu Mibayaloi. Right? The kiva dechzib ba miutehu, but the gemina shar edus ishamina. We cannot learn out any other edus about this woman from there. The kamalah b'masayik to call edus shibatayra, like every other edus of a davar shibareva. Hakinami kamar gzereshava the milsakriti nakat. And you're right. The mission is bringing in gzereshava for something else. The sizichsura mechzuretz missing a piece of hakitani lay. Tamilim b'bavala bekinu yistira gzereshava the tumas isha the almush loykinu labayla. I saw her being Mizana, the Lay Mahaman. The Hoku, the Mahaman, which is direct Lahim, the Dover. Once I have the Psukim, I can use my logic.
So far we have Kinoi is with Esra. He's being.
Kinoi is warning her, don't go alone with that man. That's what it is.
They have two Adam.
That's what we passed him.
So she's there when the Adam are there, so she's.
No, no. Yeah, well, excuse me, yeah. The Adam hear him warn her.
But when it comes to Dira, there's no Hasra to her.
No, there's no Hasra. She's alone in a room.
And by the Tumo?
Also, we're not killing anybody here. We don't need Hasra.
Right.
The Hasra of Kino is not for punishment. The Hasra of Kino is to tell her don't go alone in a room. Fact. We're not killing anybody here. We're not punishing anybody here. We're establishing facts. We'll let the Rabbanit Shalom take care of punishment. He does a good job.
Well, Ashley Moshe has a good point. It may not be irrelevant. It's a good point, which is that the warning, that the statement of Kinoi is one which establishes state woman. The warning of Tumah
simply is I should start talking about states because I'm not going to be hearing about states the rest of my life. Again, I'm not arguing in that. We're talking about walking the pasuk. It's not the warning of punishment.
Right.
She's not being told. That's all.
I said it may not be relevant.
Okay, so
they are two different
yes,
functions.
Yes, yes, yes. It makes no difference. Not every difference makes a difference.
I was trying to.
When the Mishnah said the word Edus Rishayna, the Bryce explains it means the Edus of Stira. Edus Achrona, so Edus Tuma. When the Bryce said Edus Achrona, that's the aid that comes and says she was Mizana. Okay, we know that already. Rashi told us this secret already. This Bryce is explaining what the Mishnah means. Now we're getting to what the Bryce wants to talk about. The Kama Shir Stira. How long is the Shir of Stira? Now, we're going to have all kinds of different opinions. Now, I find this difficult to explain, but I will try my best. Every single Mandi Amar that we're going to have figured out the Shir Stira based on personal experience, except for one. We'll see that later. And therefore, they said, this is the Shir of Stira. This is the amount of time it takes me to have a relationship with a woman. And therefore, they paskin, this is the Shir Stira. The Gemara is going to say that. I don't make these things up. The Gemara is going to say that, but the Gemara is not going to say it now. So I was trying to avoid people asking where did these things come from. It came from personal experience. The Achrayim do speak out that this was personal experience of a person who's rushing to have a relationship. Because we assume that when people are being Mizana, they're not relaxed and take their time. They do it in a rushed oven. So therefore, when these Tanoim are saying Yisir Stira, they're saying this is the fastest it can happen. Each one based on their own personal experience. My problem with this Gemara is, if you have 10 Tanoim or 5 Tanoim we can have here, we have 5 different Shurim, who told the Tana, and again, that he can use his personal experience to pask in the Shaila? Meaning, here comes a regular person that wants to know what is the Shir Stira, and this Tana is telling him, based on personal experience, it's 2.5 minutes. 2 minutes and 44 seconds. I made this up, right? Now, how does he know 2 minutes and 44 seconds? Because he timed himself. Well, the next Tana timed himself and came up with 2 minutes and 42 seconds. And the other Tana timed himself and came up with 3 minutes and 14 seconds. But each one is posketing based on personal experience, and I don't know why. But that's what happened. I don't have an answer, so please don't ask me the question, because I'll say I don't know, and I still don't know, and I won't know, at least now. So therefore, I'll just leave it there, that each one is posketing by their own personal experience. After, you have to give me some time. Kamashir Stira Kadei Tumah. Now, the bride is going to do a lot of talking. Enough time to have a relationship, which means Kadei Bia, to have a Bia, which means Kadei Hara, which doesn't mean a complete Bia, but Hara, which is a Machloikas in the Sechtes Yavamas, exactly what is the Shir. One man the Amar says slight penetration, and one man the Amar says touching on the outside by male organ to female area. That's called Hara. So there's a difference in the Shir Hara right away. It's a Machloikas. But the Tanoim are not getting involved in that. That's a Machloikas Amarim. They say Kadei Hara. And now, for the first time, they're saying, you know how long that is? Kadei HaKafa Zekel. The amount of time it takes to walk around a date tree. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer.
This is a same thing about whatever we pop, whatever is the Machloikas here is the same thing by Achatzin and stuff.
Yes and no. We're more machbachasa that we have not in a rush. So therefore, we're not answering anybody. I know that I was once in a dichud, and the rav there, a very chashiv rav, told me that Rav Chaim Weizer held shir yichud is 3 minutes. When I went with the other aide, who was a chashiv rav in Lakewood, he looked at me and said, we're not going to just do 3 minutes, are we? And we stayed there 9 minutes. So practically speaking, people don't leave the 3 minutes. The person quoted Reb Chaim Weizer, I'll even tell you the question where it was. It was Reb Kreisworth. Reb Kreisworth told us 3 minutes. Chaim Weizer got out from 2 minutes, so he told us. Okay. I went with, there was a Rav in Lakewood named Rabbi Blech, older Rav in Lakewood. He looked at me and he said, we can stay longer than 3 minutes. So fine. It was fine with me. I was not in a rush. They weren't serving the main course, you know what I mean? What was I running for? So therefore, I think we waited 9 minutes. That's what I usually tell people to wait, 9 minutes. That's like the chumrah shebe chumrah. I don't know if it's the same. See, I would assume not, based on the fact that I said that the achrayim speak out, this is when it's rushed. I assume when it's not rushed, it needs a longer time. Rashi. Zak Rashi, k'dei tuma, ma'o k'dei tuma, k'dei biyo, ma'o k'dei biyo, k'dei ro. The Rashi picks one of the two shittas in the Yavamas, and the shikas aver by samakum, the male organ touches the female genitalia. The kamishura, the akafas deko, shiukalad the melech silus hadeko, the kama mafarish lamed the misnikulon. The Gemara is going to explain why we have all these two kinds of shurim. Now Taisa speaks out, brings a Yerushalmi, and this is talking about the amount of time after the woman removes her apron, which was the covering over her, I guess, underclothing, if they wore underclothing. If not, it was the covering over the private area. It does not include the time that it takes to disrobe. That's what Tyson speaks out. Yes, doctor?
What does that mean?
General
disrobe,
so
it takes the under apron?
I have no idea what they wore. The Sharma uses the word apron. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what they had under their apron, the woman.
But you're saying this robing has nothing to do with the time.
The time has to be this plus the amount of time it takes to disrobe.
Maybe it is disrobing. Maybe it is disrobing. Perhaps removing the apron is disrobing.
Right, and the Shami says this is the shear after that. That's why I said I'm not sure, but I'm going to say it means disrobing, and somebody's going to come along and say, well, I'm not going to take sides in this. I have no idea what they were. You know what I mean? And therefore, I'm not going to say. I'm just going to say that the Yishalmi means the actual relationship takes this much time, not including the disrobing. That's how I'm translating it. If somebody wants to argue with me, you guys go right ahead. Yes?
In general, underclothes are not more accessory content.
Fine. Okay. I would assume so too, but I don't know for a fact. Right. The Belazar Aymer Kedei Mezigas HaKais. The amount of time it takes to mix wine and water to get a proper mixture. The Trashi, Kedei Mezigas HaKais. L'mois Gai B'mayim U'stam Kais Revias. Means a revias of wine and water. L'kaman Aminan, the Gemara says, Kol Echad V'Echad Ben HaKamim Halolu Ba'atzma Shir. They each figure it out on the road. How much it takes for him to do raw. And again, that let him speak out under rushed circumstances. Like the third Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, the amount of time it takes to drink a cup of wine or a beer. Rabbi Nazar, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Hiva, the amount how much time it takes to swallow an egg. I assume swallow a roasted egg, but I'm not even sure. It might be swallow a egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Aymer, Kedei Ligmaya Shalosh Beim Zuhakazu, to swallow three eggs consecutively. Rabbi Lazar ben Yirmi Aymer, Kedei Ligmaya
Shalosh Beim. I think in the Masechta Vayim Mishnayos talks about it swallowing a raw egg.
I mean, it's not over there about the sheer stira. The word gaima means swallow. It can be swallow a million things.
I think, but I think the Rabbi Vayyar, I think the comments is talking about a kai.
I just want to finish all about the Yemen. The blessed may hear me, I make the elixir gardenima to tie the strings of a weaver, I believe that is. What is he translated as?
Dender handry basket of...
No, that's not that one. The one before that.
It's a weaver to tie a string.
To take it until a weaver ties a string. The amount of time she has to remove a splinter from in between her teeth. And Flamayimer, she sticks a hand into a basket. Little kicker to remove a loaf. The Avabish Ein Raya L'Davar, and Aflamai says, even though I can't prove it, Zeichel L'Davar, we see the Pasuk puts the two together. How does he translate the Pasuk?
Count of a harlot.
Count of a Ishizayna. The extent of a loaf of bread. Yes, Doctor.
Rabbi Neuberger and Naaman, in the name of Joseph Rishash, bring in this
text. Okay, thank you.
Why don't I just give it time?
I started off just what you're saying. I don't have an answer. I knew last week when I sat here and I said Friday, next week I have problems in the Gemara. I mentioned this is the question I expected. I expected the people to ask me. I had that question too. I had two questions really. Basically, my main question was, how did they judge everybody based on their personal experience? I mean, one of them might be, again, and I'm not meaning to chas v'shalom in any way, impugn on Tanoim. I'm not stupid and I'm not crazy. But one of them might have been 27, and one of them might have been 45, right? And one of them might have been 18. I mean, different ages affect how fast a person moves, number one. Number two, they also knew that, right? I'm not being mechadish anything to them. If I know that, they knew a lot more than that. And yet, they were willing to paskal on personal experience. And I didn't make that up. The Gemara says that.
That wasn't my question. That was not my question.
You think, why don't they say seconds in time? They didn't have seconds. They didn't work that way. They didn't have the...
Figured out that, this was the, really interesting, when I tie a string, it's about the same time.
You made me feel bad.
No, he's not making me feel bad. No. Don't stick up for my cover. I'm fine. My cover takes care of itself. Wonderful job on my cover. Don't worry about my cover. takes care of itself.
I mean, why don't you say that go the Chumrah? Why don't we go with Chumrah?
I'm not asking here.
No, I'm just saying, why, if there's so many different ways of 45 years old, 18 years old, but go.
I said, I don't know. Each one passed by their personal experience. Maybe they passed by their personal experience when they were young. I don't know. There's very little elaboration on this. All I know is that the Gemara is going to get stuck in somebody's mandiyamim later on. I don't know. If you're worried about my cover, I don't know what's the answer.
So you know what? Go with
the...
Right. So what was the answer to that?
I don't know. It was the same answer I gave you before.
I thought maybe...
Those are two different things. No, what's that? The Gemara looks like. Rabbi to remove a splinter, not a splinter, a piece of something between her teeth. A splinter, he says. Rabbi Shane Ryan, the Gemara Ludovic, the Kwan Lavlin, shut this Yad Lasalks debate. Not talking about sticking your hand in the basket. Yezecha Beremes Miktis is a little hint. The Hook Shaisha Lazarin of the Kikur Lechem. There's some comparison between an Isha side and a bread. So it's like a hint that something has to do with bread. Okay. Practicamara. The Kahani Lamali. Why was the Brisa so elaborate? Kedei Tuma, Kedei Pia, Kedei Hara. Before we gave a specific time, we said three words. Tuma, Pia, Hara. What's each one adding that I wouldn't have known? Just say Kedei Hara. Why do you have to have three things? Kama Shir Stira, and the Brisa gives you three things. Tuma, Pia, Hara. Each one has to add something, which I think what Ramesha was asking a minute ago. Zog to Gemara. I'll tell you what. Trichi. The Itani Kedei Tuma, Hava Mina Kedei Tuma Savar Tusa. Had it just said Kedei Tuma. I know Tuma means relationship, but I would have thought it means the relationship plus appeasing her, plus the pre-talk to get her to commit to a relationship. I would think that's included in Kedei Tuma. Enough to appease her to do the relationship. Kamash Malon Kedei Bia. No, it does not mean that. It means just the relationship. The pre-talk is sometime else. B'tana Kedei Bia, Hava Mini Kedei Kamar Bia. I would have thought a complete Bia. Kamash Malon Kedei Hara. No, not a complete Bia, but just a Hara. B'Gashmina Kedei Hara, Hava Mini Kedei Hara Vartusa. Had you skipped Tuma and Bia, just said Kedei Hara, I would have said it means persuading her and the Hara. Kamash Malon Kedei Tuma. So, Tuma excludes, Bia excludes, sorry, Tuma. A setback. By saying Hara by itself, it wouldn't exclude Pri. By writing Tuma and then writing Bia, it excludes the Pri. And Hara says what kind of Bia? Just the beginning of a Bia. So let it say Kedei Tuma, Kedei Hara. Right? So the answer is, I would have said, we might see in Rashi. There's a long Rashi. It goes through every possibility here. The Rashi, Yochanan, Lama, Liva, Misti, Bereisha, Listen, Shir, Stira, Kedei Tuma, Kedei Akav, and Vekel. Chol Shir, Atzarech, I'm sorry, Lava, Lidei Kach, I'm sorry, Yitvara, Kedei Tuma, Kav, I mean, the Chol Shir, Atzarech, Lava, Lidei Kach. The Shir, it's necessary to bring to there, Dainu, Tuma, Vatsusa. She, Fata, Isa, it should seduce her, Vidabra, Aliba, it should disrasa. I don't know how you would be Mishai at that time, but we'd figure it out. Kamash Malan, my Tuma be in the Chuda, the Ikal of Mehmet, Kaidim HaStira in Nisratis Loi. Because the appeasement might have happened before the Stira. Kamash Malan, Kedei Hara, I mean, by she's speaking out, if it's impossible to have a Bia with an Eishas Ish, unless you appease her, then it would have to include that Shira. The answer is, the appeasement doesn't have to happen in the private room. The appeasement could have happened on the phone or by text. And therefore, all you need to Shir Stira is for the actual act. Kamash Malan Kedei Hara, the Karmel of the Perez Havoyev Hem Tehara, King Marbiya Lechol Arayas. We Tana Kedei Hara, Veloi Tana Bereshu Kedei Tumma, Hava Mina Kedei Hara, Vartsusa. Harah and appeasing her. I feel the tonic they be a k'darah. Live in my at susa. The Harah mean the Harah the mutik my beer. You would have said k'day be a k'darah. I would have said Harah is coming to define beer. Be at susa beinah. Don't have a mashma. Kamish your steering k'day beer. But no, I mean the cold sarke beer. Dino at susa be k'mar beer. The word k'day beer by itself would mean appeasing and k'mar beer. Well, the mafarish might be Harah. So it's just limiting that beer doesn't mean a gemar beer, but a kaka tzusa layimit doesn't exclude the seducinger. So first it says k'day tuma, which would mean part of it is appeasing her. Now what's that word coming to tell me? To tell me akol k'limit artzusa. That's to exclude artzusa. Right? The habia kula gemar beer mashma, but like miyat al artzusa. Beers. It's just excluding that you don't need anything pre-beer. Well, the tari my beer, Harah, the mutad le baik my gemar beer. And Harah comes and defines that the beer doesn't have to be gemar beer. Well, the mailer, Shemina Nambi, the light, period. Eloi tani kadei beer. If not, now Rashi's explaining the question. Right kadei tumba and kadei Harah. And Harah will exclude any pre. So Rashi, no. Because Eloi Tani Kadei Bia, Akati Lavim Mamayat Artsusa, I would not have excluded three. The Kadei Tuma Gmar Bia, I would have said Kadei Tuma means Gmar Bia, Vartsusa Mashma, and the appeasing, Vara, the Porish Basre, Lemon Matel Gmar Bia. And Ara has to limit that we don't need Gmar Bia. You need all three. Let me explain it. Tuma by itself would have meant Bia and Pri. Beer comes and says, no pre. Harah comes and says, no gemar beer. Now, which one would you skip? If it would say just today beer, I would say beer means beer and pre. And Harah says, Harah and pre. So I need today tumma, then today beer comes and takes away the pre. If it wouldn't say today tumma, today beer would not take away the pre. Then, let it say, today tumma, today Harah. The answer is, I would say Tumma means with a pre Gemar Bia, and Harah is just limiting the Gemar Bia, but not taking away the pre. So I need all three. Kadei Bia is to tell me no pre, and Kadei Harah is to tell me no Gemar Bia. If you skip any one, you wouldn't know all the facts. That's what Rashi is saying.
Now, does it say, that is the same thing with Onshin also?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Nobody's punishing anybody here.
I'm just saying in general, if a person who's Mizana with Asra and all that, does this also have to be the same?
Just Harah.
Yeah?
Mishnah Yavamas. Getting a six parak. Compared to Mishnah Yavamas.
So that can't be that. You can't learn that to that.
Meaning, you want to know why do I need a pasuk to say Kadei Harah here? The fact that I know Kadei Harah works by Arayas should automatically tell me that you don't need Harah here. The answer is, this is a whole kiddush. Nobody ever saw a beer. We're talking about how long of a time in a room should be assumed that maybe enough reason to assume to answer the woman. So you would think maybe the laws are different here. This is a whole kiddush. We're banning a woman without knowing she had a snus.
You mean you need longer?
Yes, you're banning a woman. Maybe you would think you need a longer time. Again, this whole thing is a chiddush, that we're banning a woman based on speculation. Now, speculation that's grounded, but it's still speculation.
It is grounded.
But it's still speculation. Yes.
Figured out by the way. I still don't get it.
So, what does
the single
A for 2 months
actually see?
The relationship.
He saw a relationship, but not the actual penetration.
No. He saw them living together.
I thought you said a minute ago that nobody saw it.
Yes. That's
why we use this
mantra. Again. We're talking, there's a
Vaday
Saita and there's a suffix Saita.
The
Vaday Saita. The eight saw them living together. There's no time period.
That's not a sota, that's
called a vadai saita. it's a misterm that people think Saita is. Vaday Saita means she definitely had a relationship.
And it was a married woman.
Yes. Okay. Suffix Saita is what we deal with in this Masechta.
Okay. Okay.
We don't know what happened.
And is Artusa different than a Mafata, other than the who the party's involved?
Artusa, Rashi learns, is Mafata.
What?
Now, the interesting thing is that the Gemara seems to have a time, a Havamina, that we could set a time for a Pitui, which I don't know what it would be, that we have a time that says how long it takes a man to be Mefata a woman. That's the Havamina. Kamashmalan the Torah, the Mishbarai said, no, forget about the Pitui. That happened already. We're just talking about a relationship. And we're just talking about Hara, which is less of a relationship. You cut the relationship time. And how much is that? So each Mandi Amar gives you a certain amount of time. What Mandi Amar says, the first Mandi Amar says, because they are kafas deko, going around a date tree.
Is that a date tree? I don't know what a
deko looks like. Neither do I. All I know is they all love them on it. That's the gay of me.
Well, they call them created equal.
What?
All trees,
no, they're not created equal. I guess there's a regular size deko. What is it? I don't know. Well, somebody, I make it up. I have no idea.
I think Bush is a beautifully.
I'm sure he did.
Why is it called a Vaday Sota then? It should be called a Sota. Why is it called a Vaday?
What does Saita mean?
Drink, no.
No.
What does it mean?
A woman that was Madonna under her husband. Saita means a woman who turned away from religion and did an act, a despicable act, while she was married.
Yeah, but
it had nothing to do with drinking.
Yeah, yeah, so why, it had nothing to do with these, call her Mazana.
Well, that's the way the Torah refers to a woman that was Mazana. Kisishta Ishtai. His wife turned away and rebelled against him. That is a Saita. It's a mistake that people make. They think a Saita is, we don't know. Yes, that's a suffix Saita. And the Torah deals extensively with a suffix Saita. And this Masechta deals extensively with a suffix Saita. Right. I also said it the first day we started Masechta Saita, and people were here. So it's a mistranslation. In Webster's, Saita does not mean drink. A suffix Saita drinks certain kinds of water, which we call Saita Pop.
Maim
Amarim. Maim Amarim, correct.
So Saita means rebel, rebelling?
Turn away. Turn away from what she's supposed to be doing.
From Yerushalayim or from her husband?
From her husband. Is this the Ishtai? Well, if she turns away from her husband, she is turning away from Yerushalayim. But that's not what the verse means. The word sister means turn. It also refers to Ruach Shtus we had before. That person doesn't sin unless they have a Ruach Shtus. The choice of word includes many things. We're dealing here with a suffix Saita. We don't know whether she was Mazana or not. We're banning her till she drinks. Now, how long of a time period do the Edom have to see? Now, let me explain something. The Edom have to see the whole time. They can assume that if they saw for 1 minute, they were probably there for three. If three is this year. No. Maybe they just walked in a second ago. When two Edom are testifying about Stira, they have to testify they were there and they watched them alone for 3 minutes in that room with the door locked. If they only testify for part of the time, then they're not testifying Stira. Now, they're speculating that if we saw them for 2 minutes, they probably were there 2 minutes earlier. Maybe yes, maybe not. You don't know. That's not testimony. Testimony means you know. So they have to be there the length of time that it takes to have Kadei Tumah, Kadei Biyah, and Kadei Arah.
I was under the impression that just being in the room, knowing that they came in the room together, That's not enough. It's not valid at all.
No, exactly. It's meaningless.
The chances
it's less than the time. No. So Adam are walking by, and they see the man and the woman going to the room and closing the door, and they walk away. They can't testify. They don't know how long they were there.
No.
I don't think I've ever asked before. And these people who saw this, that they closed the door, they're supposed to knock on the door and say, what are you doing?
Nobody says, no, they're not, that's their business. No, I understand you. That's not, if they're nice Jews and they want to prevent an Avera, they should call the police. And they should knock at the door. And they should make a big ruckus and scream, Chai V'Kayim. By the way, you know where the word Chai V'Kayim comes from? It comes from because by davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say Chai V'Kayim, everybody screams, Chai V'Kayim, Nari Mar V'Kadosh. That's where the saying, scream Chai V'Kayim comes from.
Asking how they came in as a person?
No, he's asking why are these people knocking at the door and telling them, get out of here, you're doing zero.
Is there no chiyuv for the people to do
that? Not even, they have
I don't
to
know.
See the
maisa.
Does he understand that?
No, they don't want to see the maisa. They have to see zero.
The maisa is no drinking.
He knew there was a
chiyuv. So what, I don't get it then. So what are the times? I don't get it.
They have to see them alone in a room for a certain period of time. So Rav Moshe is bothered that any God-fearing Jew sees a man and a woman going alone in a room, would start banging at the door, screaming, calling the police, and calling the woman's husband. That's what he's asking.
All they have to see is him going into the room. Right?
And staying there for a certain amount of time.
I mean, outside the room, yeah.
He wants to know whether these Adam have an obligation to knock on the door and scare the living daylight out of the people in the room. That's what he wants to know. It's a side question. It's nothing to do with Masech Nesaita. If you see a guy being Mechal Shabbos, what's the difference? Should you start screaming at him? Shabbos!
We do that.
They do that in Bnei Sharm. They do that. Maybe you should. Maybe I don't hear you in Cleveland.
I don't see anybody in the house. I'm lucky.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy.
You've
never walked on table. Okay. No, he's going. He doesn't see it. He's going to be Mechal Shabbos. I'm going to stop going from being Mechal Shabbos.
Right. You know, when I say Karen Shabbos is coming up to the corner, I walk away from the corner and casing.
Very nice of you. That's very noble of you.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be done?
It's a nice thing. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a nice thing. People that are, I know a few people, and when they walk home from Shul Shabbos, just to keep their eyes towards the ground. They shouldn't have to be Aiden, lost in love, and this guy was Mechal Shabbos. That's a very noble thing. In Williamsburg, there's a shiloh where the air was good. The air was good. Some exceeding sectors. With a Williamsburg hold that the Arab is possible not good, and some hold that the Arab is good. I was walking once on Lee Avenue, it's a street in Williamsburg, and a chassid was walking near me, carrying his talus in his hand. And from the window, they screamed, Chala, my shumos! And I was very cute. I didn't know how they gave me, I wasn't carrying. So I'm just saying. Yes.
Now, we have this whole thing,
right.
Now, we've got the same problem here, that these Adam can testify that the two of them...
And nobody else was there.
And, but how do they know that? How do you establish that as a fact? There are no witnesses.
Again, well, unless they know that the room was empty.
There is no... knowledge
without Adam. Well, they used to Adam. They saw him walk into an empty room.
They walked into the room beforehand.
Honestly, that's a chumrah gemalma. Because if you look into the room, you can see if somebody is there. They make a big procedure out of it. Maybe somebody's hiding in the closet, somebody's hiding under the toilet. You know, these things go.
That's not true. We established that in Erevan, that when you've got a room with a smaller opening into a larger room, that you're not subsumed into the big space.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, it doesn't need a major thing to know that the room is empty. You don't have to walk into the room to see that the room is empty.
We do not have any factual matters stating that.
This is the factual matter. If they're testifying about Sira, they are testifying that the room was empty.
Well, I can give you two minds from before, which ones you don't know. One was the Talmud who hid under Rav's bed when Rav was sleeping his wife, and they didn't know he was there. And the other was when Rameer and Bruria, when Rameer jumped out of the closet, she didn't know he was there. So you cannot establish the fact you're in a room alone simply by walking. I don't understand why nobody mentions that.
That's a good question. Meaning, I'll leave it alone that nobody mentioned that. But I assume that when they testify they were alone in the room, they know that nobody else is in the room. That's all. They know. How do they know? I don't know. They're testifying they know.
I said before, and I'll say again, that any time I ask a question which nobody else asks, that indicates it's not a question. On the other hand, I cannot see a way around this. We do not have any factual proof.
Yes, they're saying they know. So they have a factual proof.
I can say I know that, you know, 2 and 2 is 5. It doesn't make it 5.
If two witnesses testify that there was nobody else in the room, nobody else was in the room.
Can you testify something of which you have no...
How do you know you have no? Why are you assuming they don't know?
I have never seen anywhere to go in room, check the room out and say, okay, it's okay to go into syrup, which of course would explain why they're not banging on the door, but...
Yeah. Obviously... If you have two Anim to testify about Sira, they have to testify there was no one else in the room. That's part of the testimony.
When you go through the design,
I hear you.
They go through the check.
Today, by Sira, by Yichud, they do that.
Yeah.
Now he's the one
that...
Yeah, Bazin will ask you how you know nobody was in the room. They'll have to tell you how they know.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a situation where if a guy chases someone into a cave holding a knife in his hand, the guy comes out and the other guy is stabbed.
I'm not arguing. See, again, I think we're talking apples and oranges. You're asking me how do they know, and I'm telling you they say they know. So if they say they know, that means they're going to ask him how you know, and they're going to answer the question. Okay. And if they can't answer the question, they're not going to answer.
Over the last 70 years, I've seen a lot of people say they know something, and they haven't got the slightest idea.
Again, I'll say it one more time. If two Adam come in and say, we know for sure no one else was in the room. And they ask him, how do you know? And they'll tell us. So now, they know. Now you're questioning, nobody says they know. Well, that's included in testifying Sira. They have to know that no one else was in the room. They could know it. They could have been in the room beforehand and walked out and know it was empty. There's many ways they could know that nobody was in the room.
I understand what you're saying. You're doing a back reasoning.
Dr. Schwab, Aegis is a Jerzikosov. Aegis is a Jerzikosov.
I'm quite aware of that.
Okay, so there's no question then.
But, you know, it also is something that you have to have a perceptual knowledge.
Again, I can't answer all your questions in life. All I can tell you is that when the Torah says you need two Adam and Sira, these Adam are going to have to tell us how they knew nobody else in the room. That's going to be part of their testimony. End of story.
Yeah.
And everybody should have a...